Is there anything else in the logging you can think of? The cutting we've covered, and the drives was good. We wanted that quite badly. Here's something we haven't talked about in this colony with anybody yet. How about early crime in this colony? Do you recall any famous cases in crime or murders or anything in that area?
Yes.
I haven't run across
it. There was... I only personally know of one murder. That's when I was about 10, 12 years old. Mm-hmm. There was a man that lived here right along. He was a big, stout fellow. And as far as I know, I never heard anything against him. But they found him murdered out here on the Pigeon. Mm. And they investigated two or three different cases, but they found nothing. It went on for years. Finally, a man died and he confessed it. There was two of them. In the transaction, and they agreed that the last one to die would
confess
it, you see. Mm-hmm. And that's what he done. Mm-hmm. Now, I knew both of these fellows.
Was there any reason for the...
I don't remember. Yeah. They were just...
Robbery or something like that?
No, it was no robbery to it. Just grudge, I guess.
Just because, yeah.
He was a good, powerful man. He's got a relation living right in Gaylord now, or that raised up in the family. Ken's Electric.
Oh, yeah?
He married, no, I guess he didn't marry, no, I'm right there. I guess well, sir, I won't try to tell it. If you want to get a hold of it, get a hold of him.
Okay, I can get a check on him. He'll probably be
all right. And he'll be all okay. Mm-hmm. He's a fine fellow.
Mm-hmm. I'll check with him and see. Do you recall any mysterious happenings or anything unusual here that would be out of the ordinary, in your lifetime? Things that would be a little strange to the different people, unusual happenings on that order, anything like that? That would be different? I mean, they might not be true, I mean, as far as basing them on fact, but just things that might be unusual would happen in Gaylord or Otsego County.
Well, there is something, if I could just...
Now, here, let me turn this off a minute. Let you...
And another fellow, they were great friends. They hunted together, and in the fall there was a bunch come in, I believe from Chicago, I'm pretty sure, from Chicago hunters. And they had dogs with them. Both of these men were opposed to running deer with dogs, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they shot some of their dogs. And there's a strip of plains out east here, about 40 miles, where it's perfectly clear and level. I've seen it years ago. Mm-hmm. And these hunters got these two fellows into the point of a gun. They marched them off the plains. They took them just as far as they dare take them. They was going to get in while there was some timber. And then they stopped. Now, I heard one of these fellows say, he told me, he says, if I could have found a place where I could have dropped behind anything, he says, that chase would have ended. He was a crack shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And When he left here, he went, I think, to Colorado to hunt grizzlies.
Hmm.
He was a great hunter.
Hmm.
But they drove them, chased them off the plains as far as
Gee. They
was concerned.
Hmm. That is unusual. I mean, that's different.
I thought maybe that might be something what you was...
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff.
Something that you was looking for.
Yeah. Do you recall anything else in those lines?
Well...
I mean, these things...
I should be able to.